Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with yours truly, Mwa. It's Friday, happy Friday, happy payday if you got paid. And the article I'm about to start with, actually the article I'm going to start with, a can start, what's with in Afrikaans again? Anyway, the article I'm going to start with, it's a part financial advice, and needless to say that it could not have come at the right time. Could not have fallen in my hands at the right time. One thing I like about our country is we're not the best, but we're doing better than a lot of other countries when it comes to compiling reports. And like anyone that works in the media, like everyone or most people that works in the media that likes to read, and believe it or not, there are people that are lazy to read in the media industry, which is very odd. It's like finding yourself as a military man, but you don't like saluting. Everyone would be like, that's kind of big deal here. So if you don't like saluting, then perhaps may I recommend a kindergarten teacher? Although the Ministry of Education have been telling us that that part of education is sort of like is too full for now. So if you are looking into venturing into the academic world, career-wise, it's recommended you pick any career but a kindergarten or primary and lower type of teachers. Go up a bit lower. No, bit higher. Yep. It's like being a doctor, but you don't like seeing sick people. Now, a quick question. What the heck do you think doctors actually do? Doctors work with people that are sick. Literally. Like being a lawyer, but you don't like seeing, criminals. That one is more of a terrible example, because you can be a lawyer without having to deal with criminals. That's what drives people bananas about the legal field. That's when they start going, what do you mean? How can you be a lawyer without dealing with criminals? If I choose to be a family lawyer, I can just work on divorce cases. Your Honor, my client deserves 50% of the other guys or the other ladies' stuff. That's the only thing that brings us here. Or you could be a corporate lawyer. A corporate lawyer is a terrible example because, for the most part, corporate lawyers are just surrounded by criminals. Actually, corporate lawyers work more with criminals than criminal lawyers do, because corporate lawyers work with high-end, like high-quality criminals, those ones that are toppling governments, type of crime, genocidal maniacs. Those are the criminals. If you're a criminal lawyer, chances are very high you are, for the most part, you are dealing with people that are, especially if you're a public one, you are most likely dealing with guys that are, into shoplifting, punch the girlfriend in the face or stick the boyfriend in the eye because, there was an SMS in his, in his phone that said you have insufficient credit. By the time that he stood up to explain that, babe, it's MTC. Homeboy already had an okapi in his eye. Oops, sorry, my love. I thought you were cheating on me. With the MTC? Just how hot do you think I am? Or maybe, they get in a fight at 3 o'clock in the morning because, there's this lady called Alam, wake up and go to work, that is always calling you at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm so jealous because I love you. This is why education is very important. It's an alarm. It's equivalent to kikiriki, that thing that you see people, at the village using. And, a lot of people at the village, use alarms now. But that was God's natural alarm. You see? God created us, put us on the planet, that it will take us a while to figure out the technology. I was like, I know because of the whole Garden of Eden thing, whatever the heck happened 3,000 years ago, you will now have to start waking up to go to work. Now, well, because you will come back from that same work very tired, and you also, if you are married, you have to get on night duty. You also have to wake up early the next day. Now, because it will take you a while to figure out this whole technology thing, I will give you an alarm that will also sometimes serve as a cuisine. Let's call it a chicken. No, there's an English name for it, which I like to stay clear of because, well, no. I'm sure by the time that I finish explaining, Karen have already, nailed my behind. In a proverbial way, not in a literal way. Ooh, thank heavens. Now, for those of you that are got paid, congratulations, 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 congrats. Just throw a number in there and go nuts. Now, but if you have a problem sticking to your budget every month, just remember, don't be sad. It's not just you. It's everyone, including the Ministry of Health. That's what I mean by everyone. Let me elaborate on that. Now, this takes me back to the part that I mentioned earlier about Namibia, producing a series of reports to show the public that we are working our way towards, a transparent and even more transparent government. And now, a lot of you that listen to those of you that are regular listeners of Eagle FM, basically, guys that are not very good at going and, shoving a microphone in someone's face and asking them questions, like Helmut here and, Dwight, we love reports. And one thing we have learned from last year is that we have reports coming out left, right, and center. We have reports coming out of the ministry. Yeah, we have reports coming out of coming out of the National Council. We have reports coming out of the National Assembly. We have reports coming out of now, at least these days, we have been dealing more about reports coming out of the Auditor General's office. Now, that one is the juiciest one because it has to do with money. And now, I know everyone, a lot of people might be reading these reports and going like, unbelievable, these guys just don't know how to deal with money. That's what everyone is looking at, everyone that's reading this report. I, on the other hand, I'm reading this report and going like, so I'm not the only one who is terrible at using money. Whew. My God, I thought it was just me. Okay, my God, that's a relief. That is one heck of a relief. Now, sticking to budgeting it turns out budgeting and sticking to that budget is not easy, guys. It's not easy. Now, the National Council Standing Committee, I think, tells about earlier this month, late last month or earlier this month. I think it was early to mid this month. Dwight and I on Home Run covered a topic of, based on a, we had a topic based on a report that was coming out of the National, coming out of the Standing Committee of the National Council, where they went out there and explored, youth initiative related projects. And the progress that, just to see how much progress have been made, if any. Okay, boy, oh boy. On the bright side, they found one youth initiative project somewhere in the northwestern area. Yeah. Where one guy submitted a proposal. I think this was spearheaded by the, Namibia, Namibia National Development Bank, and NIDA. Now, these guys submitted a proposal to, their business proposal. Their business idea was to make building blocks, aka, bricks for building houses and pretty much any structure that that can be used that you can use bricks to build. then, well, they applied for the funds, they got the funds, and the business is not without its challenges, but they stuck to the model. I wrote a proposal, we want to start making, bricks. They were given the money, they started making them. Although, one of the challenges they pointed out in the report was, they're having a problem with their transport. They don't have, the truck, the truck that they were given, I think at some point broke down, and now they're just trying to finesse into getting a new one. I was like, see, bravo, that is how you do it. And then there's another one, again, in the very same region, the northwestern region. This guy submitted a proposal. And the business idea was, we are going to make window and door frames made out of aluminium. All we just need is the money. And then they were given the money. Boy, oh boy. someone took part of the money and then started a restaurant. Someone took part of the money and decided to further their career. It was about, I think, 2K there. And then someone was like, you know what? I think let's participate in a... Is it some kind of trade fair that was taking place somewhere in the north? Now, did the restaurant work out? Did the trade fair, did they get the, did they get their investments worth in the trade fair? If they did, that was a brilliant idea. But the question still remains: did you make it clear to the development bank and NIDA that you are going to take this new route into of investment? Short answer, according to the report at least, is no. Now, this is where I feel like working for public office is very tricky, because if I worked for NIDA or the National Development Bank, and someone in the north discovered that a business that was given money to make window and door frames made out of aluminium have changed the business plan. Actually, they have, changed from a business plan to business plans, plural. If someone asked me, as an official of NIDA and the National Development Bank, I would have gone, we are going to, we cannot confirm nor deny this, but we are still, we are going to look into it and revert back to you, which shows terrible oversight. And then after that press conference, I will just go in the bathroom, connect to SuperAware and call those guys. What the heck are you doing? Well, your idea was to build aluminium window and door frame. Since when did you come up with the restaurant idea? And by the way, where the heck did that come from? Because I wasn't informed. Now I have to answer the questions here that I was not kept in the loop of. Welcome to Land of the Brave. So this is why I say I love my country. And the reason why I'm loving it is because I work in the media, and the public, the Namibian government just keeps giving me one topic after another for me to talk about, which is why, let's go back to my financial advice part. So if you see that youth initiative related business, beneficiaries, terrible at some of them, terrible at following through their business plans. And now I'm sitting with a report here coming out of the Auditor General's office, of where they are basically saying in a lot of diplomatic way that Ministry of Health, my God, you guys are not very different from those window and door aluminium door frame guys. Because, well, according to your procurement that you submitted to the Ministry of Finance, this was the stuff you have on record that you promised that you are going to use the money on. How do you come up with that? It's like you told the Ministry of Finance that, you know what, give us this amount of money because this is how much the stuff that we want to buy cost, and what we want to buy is this, and this is the procedure we are going to go through to buy it. Now, that's saying it in a lot of ways, but let me break it down. this is the beautiful part. And now, this again, this is my favorite part about how the Namibian government actually operates. And all the ministries and SOEs are required every year to submit procurement plans to the Ministry of Finance. Take for 2025 now. Everything that they want to do in the, you know, that they plan on buying or spending money on for the 2026-2027 financial year, they have to submit the plans right now before the end of the year. By the way, may I point out just how terrible they have been at doing that. Earlier this year, a lot of SOEs and ministries were criticizing for being very terrible at following through with submitting the procurement plans. How they are being given money is, now I have no idea. That they are terrible at submitting procurement plans. Like, I think, was that only 44? Is it 44 or 44% of them submitted their procurement plans for this financial year? And only about, I think, you know, less than, you know, less than 20 of those submitted in the, you know, before the deadline. That was before the end of last year. The rest, oh yeah, boy, did they. Look, it's a good thing these guys are not submitting assignments because they would be terrible at it. Now, I'm not getting a job in a government office anytime soon, am I? Because as soon as I sit in a, you know, in an interview, I mean, they will be looking at my CV. Oh, I see you worked for Eagle. Oh, you are that guy that was making fun of us. Oh, yeah, seat. Question number one. sing us one song in Chinese. Okay. But this is a security guard job. What does that have to do? Oh, okay. Are the thieves going to be to come from China? And one way of scaring them off is to sing, you know, song in Chinese. No, this is part of our, you know, it's company policy. But we'll cross that river when we get there. We'll figure out how to cross it when we get there. So for now, I say we cook. For now, we cook. The Auditor General, and by the way, this is not me cooking. Okay, how do I put this? Actually, this is me cooking. But the ingredients are being supplied by the, you know, by the Parliament and the Auditor General's office. Believe now, in a way, technically, I'm just the messenger. So, like they say, don't shoot the messenger. So glad Dwight is not here. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just here to share my point of view in a way less diplomatic way than the Auditor General, you know, frames everything. The Auditor General Junius Kanjeke has flagged fund mismanagement. That's a fancy way of saying funds terribly used. You see, you know, this whole politically correct language, don't worry, I got you covered on that one. The Auditor General Junius Kanjeke has found out the mismanagement, terrible at using money, in the Ministry of Health and Social Service for the 2024-2025 financial year, 2023-2024 financial year. The auditor's qualified report states that the auditor's irrefutable report, the Auditor General's report, that is difficult to argue with. You're welcome. The auditor's qualified report states the ministry outlined goods and services as part of planned activities in the procurement plan. In their budget, they said, you know what, goods and services, part of planned activities, but used the emergency procurement method for acquiring various goods and services amounting to $19 million. In other words, they used a behind load of money on things they did not, you know, clarify on paper on their procurement plans to the Ministry of Finance. You know, in other words, what they told the Ministry of Finance is that this is what we are going to buy, and then turn around and, well, let's just say, didn't buy that at all. Yes. Look, man, how to put this? Politics is becoming difficult. You... Because, look, I'm old enough to remember the time when politicians were just, you know, walking with swag, being called honorable, and, you know, well, people did not, I mean, were not that invested into trying to know how the country's finances work. They were just, you know what, well, they fought for liberation struggle. I'm sure they got this figured out. And then a lot of people were now chopping money. They were they go chop money. They go chop, till, you know, all the money don't scatter finish. Now we live in a world where the political sphere, more like the, you know, part of public leadership is proving not only to you, you know, not only to the oversight committee, be it the Auditor General or the National Assembly or National Council standing committees, but also the ultimate people in power of the Republic of Namibia. That's the voters. Now you have to explain, Baba. You go explain Taya. With a report like this, you go explain Taya. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And I'm here until the hour of 11. But before we continue, let's take a commercial break. Stay tuned.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Where were we? Let's continue with the Auditor General's report. Thank you very much. The Auditor General's office, and also the National Assembly, and also the National Council, because believe me, I'm loving reports these days. Because, the chances of me being sued for defamation of character and libel and all that crap about, well, I'm suing you because you mentioned me, no, because I'll be like, Your Honor, according to the report coming out of the National Assembly, this, your honorable here, and his or her office, they're terrible at managing public funds. Yeah, but you're not the expert, Mr. Mahongo. What are you basing this analysis on? Oh, that's the part the honorable here is missing, Your Honor. I didn't make the conclusion. The Auditor General's office did. I didn't make this conclusion. The National Assembly Standing Committee did. I didn't make this. Actually, last time I checked, she's in the National Assembly. Or he's in the National Council. So, I think this is misdirected anger. This is misdirected anger. Now, the only a little spice that I added is that, if you're being terrible at your job, by good or honorable, what the heck are we paying you for? This is a reasonable question. Like, shouldn't you be unemployed if you are terrible at your job? But let's move on. This approach was, we're still, now we're getting back to cooking the Ministry of Health. This is, just put in mind this 2023-2024 financial year that this report is based on. This approach was used despite the goods and services not meeting the criteria for the emergency procurement methods. This is this increased cost. I would have gone with which increased cost, but anyway, potato, potato. Now, and then the report just goes on to explain that according to the Procurement Act of 2015, Procurement Act 15 of 2015 states, emergencies includes a situation in which the country, the Procurement Act allows for emergency procurement. But according to this report, what this $19 million was spent on, much of the things that this $19 million was spent on, even though it was it was labeled as an emergency, it did not fit the emergency procurement criteria of the Procurement Act 15 of 2015. So, let me rephrase that in a comedic way. They lied. Sorry, I'm trying to find the right word. That's just, it did not fit the criteria. That's a lot of words. They lied. Technically, they lied. Now you all know why I became a comedian. My job is the best because I don't have to stick to the whole political correctness and all protocol observed crap. I just take the mic and then go bananas. Now, the Public Procurement Act of 2015 states, emergency includes a situation in which a country is either seriously threatened by or actually confirmed confronted with a natural disaster, catastrophe, or war. And then it goes on to say that life or war, life or the quality of life or environment may be seriously compromised. Something that at the top of my head that I can come up with that fits this character is COVID-19. Last time I checked, COVID-19 didn't take place between 2023 and 2024. So let's just say. Now, pardon me. Any of these cases have not been reported in the past financial year. In other words, in that financial year of 2023-2024, there was no case that was reported that that can be described as a seriously threatening or actually confronted with anything that is naturally disaster related, unless you throw in drought in there, then. But then that's the office of the Prime Minister now, not the Minister of Health. Oh dear, this is not a good one. And then now, a catastrophe or war. That I think I'd remember wars. I know what wars look like. I was born in the 90s. Namibia got its independence in 1990. What are you talking about? You have seen war? It's not rocket science. I'm from the northern part of the country. And Angolan Civil War ended in 2002. Do the math. Now, so, I don't remember any war. Unless we are describing Tura boys, taking someone's laptop as war, then, oh my God, we have it bad. So, yeah, well, then they go on to say, that any of these cases have not been reported in the past year. Additionally, the ministry outlined a well-documented plan to guide the acquisition of goods and services as part of its planned activities. However, oh dear Lord, that's how you know that it's going bad, like really fast. You are a nice guy, but, man. I mean, I really, really, really want to go out with you. But, look, we would have given you this job. Believe me, there's no one more qualified for this job than you. we would have given it to you. But, oh dear Lord, that's how you know you are not getting the job. I mean, I almost came over. I even took a bath and applied lotion. Madam, get to the point. I really wanted to come over, but, oh dear, she's not coming. Yeah, so, if you drink pombe, that's on you. If you get a call from the madam telling you that, after finishing your 2 liters of mpesu, and then you get a voice note via WhatsApp of madam saying, you know what, you know how I told you that I was going to come over? Well, I made the plans to come over. I even took a bath and got me a new hairstyle with the money that you sent me. But that is bad. Oga, if you hear a statement of someone who planned to come over with a but in between, and you just finished your 2 liters of mpesu, you better have plan B. You better have plan B. Because that day is not gonna go well. And definitely not talking from experience. Now, moving on. However, we're back to the ministry now. We're done with cooking me. Not me. Abort mission. Abort. However, it frequently utilized the procurement method for sourcing various goods and services totaling 35 million, a deviation from the Standard Procurement Act. Meanwhile, the ministry's main division had an unauthorized expenditure of 66 million, although treasury approval were obtained to utilize a certain expected saving for defrayal. You're gonna have to Google that. I didn't have time to Google it when I stomped in here. So, at this point, everyone is going bananas. Oh my God, this ministry! I knew that there was a lot of financial mismanagement. Relax, I got more. Oh no, not that one. Now, that is from the Ministry of Health. For those of you that wants to read the report, I'm sure you can find this on the Auditor General's office website. But before we move on to Namibia's, before we move on to Namibia's energy security subject, I got another very FKUSNA report. Education receives a qualified audit. Okay, no, it's not good. The Auditor General is going wild on this one. Oh, we have one that will be, breaking down in discussing later on in the day on home run. Now that one, it's also a report from the audit. I'll leave that one as a surprise. Now, the Auditor General Junius Kanji, we moved from the Ministry of Health. This one is Ministry of Education. Isn't this just delicious? The Auditor General Junius Kanjeke says the audit outcome of the Department of Education in the Ministry Ministry of Education, Information, Youth, Sports, Culture is unsatisfactory. Now, as soon as I read that part, I was like, unsatisfactory, yum, yum, yummy. Because if I just read one that was satisfactory, look, that works for the Ministry of Education. Not me. I'm a comedian. I'm looking for unsatisfactory. So as soon as I see unsatisfactory, I'm like, now we're talking. Let's dive in. All right. Y'all better laugh at my jokes so I can be rich from my jokes, because I don't see me having a job in public office anytime soon. Not at all. Not at all. Oh, yeah. I go get fired before the interview. So you are that guy from Eagle FM. Oh, that guy that always like to make fun of us. He, well, to be fair, me making fun of you that time, on any occasion, started with you guys screwing up, and then either the National Assembly or National Council Standing Committee compiling a report on you, and then the Auditor General, National Assembly or National Council Standing Committee compiled a report on your screw up, and I just took the report and then talked about it. What I do? Yeah, I know, you know, you are no one is more qualified to get this job because, well, you are just, you have this, in-depth general knowledge. But, oh dear, let's take a commercial break, and then when we come back, Ministry of Education, here I come.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2 o'clock to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2 o'clock. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
And welcome, 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 welcome. Now, Ministry of Health, thank you very much for making my morning. Thank you very much for creating the content. And now let's go to come on to Ministry of Education, Alice. Come on, Alice Khan, Ministry of Education 2. So my jokes are getting better, my Africans are getting better. Man, I'm on fire these days. But anyway, moving on. Without further ado, let me introduce you to the Auditor General's final investigation report on. We just finished with the Minister of Health. Now, moving on. It has been established that according to the Auditor General's report, the guys, they, at least for the 2023-2024 financial year, the Ministry of Health, they were very good at making promises they didn't keep, which is it's standard in politics. Sort of like in the world of getting late, you must be very good at making promises you can't keep, otherwise you're going to die a virgin. I can't believe it's still 18 minutes, because now I just want the time to, you know, to go fast so I don't get fired, because, oh, this gets me flared up. Now, The line is 083-288-401. Just remember, it's a comedy show. Take any of it serious, end up with a heart attack, I'll just show up at the funeral, and then, you know, recommend Kapana, we go chop the food, we come back here, and I continue. So, laugh and leave it. If you want expert knowledge, go on the Editor General's Editor General's office website, download the report, then read it, then call in a different show with a serious topic, you know, with a serious voice. This one, I would not recommend that. I'm the guy running the show, believe me. I don't recommend that. Actually, unless you have a sense of humor, being my friend is going to be a nightmare. Believe me, I've had friends that did not have a sense of humor and they did not like me very much. So, let me repeat that, you know, that first part. The Auditor General says the audit outcome of the Department of Education, they're just focusing on the one directorate here, education. Out of the Ministry of Education, Information, Youth, Sport and Culture is unsatisfactory. This is contained in an audit tabled early this year and published last Wednesday. Department of Education budgeted $15 million for the purchase of furniture furniture and office equipment during 2023-2024 financial year, the same financial year that we capanaed the Ministry of Health on. Under its development capital expenditure, Kanjike found that 14,983,630 was misallocated to other expenses. On the bright side here, this is why I'm saying on the bright side for both the previous ministry, that's the Ministry of Education, for the same financial year, Ministry of Health for the same financial year, and the Ministry of Education. This money, unless I'm reading the report incorrectly, which I don't think I am, because, well, I'm sober for several reasons. Reason number one, I'm at work. Reason number two, I'm broke. Reason number three, let's stick to I'm at work and I'm broke. The others are more, you know, morally and legally questionable. Now, this money is like the word used here is misallocated. It's not money that was pocketed. There's a difference. Pocketing is what, you know, the Fish Road guys are on trial for. Money that was supposed to contribute to the fishing industry was used to buy iPhones with two SIM cards. Now, that's financial misappropriation. That's the diplomatic way of putting it. In short, that's stealing. I don't know why they like to put it in all this fancy system. It's stealing. Now, this one was misallocated. In other words, it was supposed to be used to buy stuff, specific stuff for both ministries, both Ministry of Health and Ministry of Education, based on their respective budgets, which every ministry and SOE gets from the Minister of Finance every year. Now, if you don't know this, please stop calling and complaining on it, because until you know this, I don't think you are complaining rationally. You're one of those people that call the Ministry of Finance and ask why Franz Kapofi is not doing this and this. At this point, the Ministry of Finance is like, you are aware you are talking to the Ministry of Finance, right? If you want to complain about Franz Kapofi, call the Ministry of Defense. Now, this is a misallocation. The money that, how to put this? It's like your parents giving you money to go and buy bread, and then you buy sugar. You didn't steal the money to buy your own to buy toys. No. You bought something that's relevant for the house, but it's not what parents wanted you to go and buy. In this case, the parents is the Ministry of Finance. And I'm looking forward. There's a report on the Ministry of Finance, right? Because that would be awesome. Okay, that's the one that I'm hunting for after this. And by the way, all the reports that Helmut and Dwight liked rambling about, you can find them. Every time you hear us talking about a report come out of the National Council or National Assembly, you can find it on the on the National Assembly website. You can find a bunch of reports on everything from agriculture, infrastructure, to mining, health, and youth initiatives on the ministry. On our parliament's or National Assembly website. You can find it at this point. Now, how do I find this website? Oh, come on, really? The example I like to use is, if you can find pictures of naked people on the internet, you can find reports from the National Assembly or the Auditor General's office. You can find them. So you can't tell me, no, I don't know where to find it. Anything that's coming from the Auditor General's office is most likely going to be on the Auditor General's office website. The only problem is some of these websites are terrible at working. Terrible, terrible. I repeat, terrible. The National Assembly one, on the other hand, I've accessed mostly without any issues, but different ministries. This website is unsafe. Ooh, this website is that. Yeah, this. And anyway, so I just want to emphasize that these reports pointing out that both the Minister of Education and Minister of Health ones are pointing towards misallocation, not misappropriation, which are two different words. Misappropriation is when you use the ministry's money to buy an iPhone with two SIM cards or Mercedes-Benz with two engines. Now, misallocation is when you use an iPhone with two SIM cards for yourself, not the ministry. Mercedes-Benz with two engines for yourself, not the ministry. That's financial misappropriation. AKA stealing. Financial misallocation, on the other hand, is when you buy an iPhone money that was budgeted for the ministry's printer, and then you buy an iPhone with two SIM cards for the ministry. The Auditor General will be like, thank you very much, you didn't steal the money, but what we needed was a printer, not an iPhone with two SIM cards. So, before you start going, you know what, I had this funny guy, this funny, very tall, dark, and handsome guy from Eagle FM, who has a show from 9:30 to 11. That guy was talking about, corruption in the Minister of Health, corruption in the Minister of Education. Mm-mm, please. Although, reports like this can easily send that perception that there is corruption going on. Is there corruption going on? I have no idea. Is there corruption not going on? I have no clue. Which is why I'm just using the recipe handed to me by the Auditor General's office. To everyone at the Auditor General's office, you guys rock. And by the way, when are we getting a report of your office? Because when it comes to procurement plans for 2020, I think that was for 2021, 2022, 2023 financial year. I think that was 2021, 2022 there somewhere. I think that financial year, the Ministry of Finance, IPPR compiled a report on how terrible ministries and SOEs are at submitting their procurement plans for the next financial year to the Procurement Policy Unit and the Ministry of Finance. That report also had the Ministry of Finance labeled, on the list of ministries that failed to submit their procurement plans. Boy, did I laugh at that thing. I'm like, at least the Minister of Finance didn't go like, we can't give you that information. It's classified for national security. It's like, we're going to tell you something here. We were terrible at following our own rules. Therefore, please make it public. And if you're in Windhoek and you go to school at NUST and you don't know where IPPR is, again, I would not recommend you having a voter's card. At this point, you're saying, what does that have to do? Because, IPPR is just right across France in Dongo from you guys. Like, that's where I get all this information. I live in Comasdal, work in Klein Windhoek. I'm nowhere near that institution, but I know it, so get to know it. Read more about your country. And although, you know, they also have a website, the Auditor General's Office has a website, the Our National Assembly has a website, so get this information. Know more about your country. So, until you actually, get that information, you are not going to find a lot of my jokes funny. At least not on air. On stage, on stage I have a lot of funny jokes. That I'm, you know, on air I would, you know, I would get fired, you know, 5 minutes into the show. Actually, forget 5 minutes. 1 minute into the show. Because, you know, crane. One thing I like about the stage is that stage doesn't have crane. Just me and a dirty-minded crowd. And with a, you know, that are, you know, tipsy and near drunk. That's the best audience. So, it's not financial misappropriation, it's financial misallocation, which can easily be misconstrued, which can easily be translated to mean financial misallocation. The line between the two is very, very, very blurry, depending on the goal that you'd like to achieve. If you want to push, cheap political points, I think I should start a political party. I think I will do great. Because, before I continue, commercial break. Financial misallocation.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Anaria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now, let's gloss through this. You know, Auditor General's report, office report on the Ministry of Education. Then we can go a little global, you know, a little global. I think I'm about to have a hiccup. Now, the audit showed that 7.2 million was used to for tax, you know, yeah. Kanjike found that 14,983,680 was misallocated to other expenses. The audit indicates that 7.4 million of the 14 million, you know, of the basically round it to the nearest whole number, you have 15 million. The audit shows that 7.2 million was used for tax refunds on capital projects, and 7.7 million was paid as consultancy fees. The outcome of the audit is unsatisfactory, as only one out of four key performance indicators (KPIs) was achieved according to the Auditor General's office. According to the Auditor General, now the ministry underperformed only achieving 84% execution of the budgeted capital projects instead of the 95% targeted. And 84% is not good enough. I'm not joining politics. Yo, so the target was 95%. They got 84. I mean, if my target in exam was to get 95 and I got 84, I would still be like, well, I didn't get 95, but boy, did I get 80. Man, that's satisfactory. It turns out, not according to the Auditor General's standards. Oh dear. Yeah, before you decide to join career politics, please put that in mind. 84% is not good enough. Now, the targeted 100% key performance indicators aimed at developing teachers' demand and supply model, but there was 0% progress in the key performance indicators. The ones that are listed, that is, you know, developing teachers' demand and supply model. Ooh, demand and supply. Yeah, the teachers' demand and supply. That one was so 0%, you know, improvement. That doesn't sound good. I mean, I'm not a genius at this all, but additionally, 100% was targeted towards the production of production of the education management information system, EMIS policy, but was not achieved. Goods and services were procured amounting to 2.3 million. Okay. Yeah, I think I'll just stick, I think I'll just stick to comedy. Yes, because believe me, if 84% achievement is not enough, at this point I'm going, what is enough? Well, 95 to 100, huh? Let's just put this into perspective now, shall we? If any tertiary institution in the country decided to say, well, if you got 84%, you're gonna fail. You know, for you to pass, you must get 95 and above. How many of us would graduate? I don't see a lot of us, not at all. I mean, repeating, we'll be practicing monoculture. You know, the education type. There's a political type of monoculture, and there's a political type of shifting cultivation. Political type of monoculture is when, you know, is how I describe those people that say, I was born in this party, I will die in this party. They are so scared of change, they think political party is divine. Newsflash, it's not. Now, political shifting cultivators are those ones that are, you know, that shift from one political party to another. You know, that's what I call political shifting cultivation. You know, in search of greener pasture. I don't blame you at all, not at all. But then you raise a lot of trust issues, that's for sure. Everyone will be like, hey, he moved to our party now. That guy ran from that party to here. We can't trust this guy, can we? Because, I mean, he's at this point we can call him a political flip-flopper. That's another term that's used, but I like to stick with political shifting cultivation. In search of greener pasture. Or more like a political migration. Yeah. Whew. Yeah. First of all, make I point this out. I love my country. I love my job. Why do I love my country? Because I'm allowed to cook people in public office without having to worry about finding crack in my shoes. Now, moving on. Let's talk energy now, shall we? Namibia loses opportunities in delaying nuclear power. The last thing we want is President Netumbo Ndaitwa is 2 years away from achieving nuclear fissionable material for weaponization. I think we should give China a chance on this one. On their thorium reactors. China, please hurry the heck up. Because this whole nuclear energy generation from uranium is putting a lot of, countries without military power is keeping us on the verge of energy collapse. Why? Easy. Because we are scared to death to use nuclear energy. Yes, we know that sooner or later the West will start using it as a justification to bomb our country. Meanwhile, the whole reason they want to do it is to steal the oil. It has nothing to do with nuclear weapons. But anyway, let's take a call.
Eagle FM, huyemore.
Huyemore, meniere.
100.
Please, 100.
All good.
Don't make you know, invite this barbaric people to come and bomb us.
Hey, we're just using it for peace. I don't think they know that.
They know Sabi that one now. Uh-huh. They know Sabi say people want peace, you want this energy. They know Sabi. They are so selfish.
That's the only way to describe it at this point.
Maybe if we put Chinese and all this Russian things like that, maybe they will be limited or restricted to come and harass us.
No, but look. As much as we like to call ourselves the most educated, maybe smart generation civilization because of our technology and stuff. Have you noticed that we are the dumbest? TK, we have over nearly if not over 10,000 nuclear weapons. You know how many of them we need to render the whole planet useless? Less than 500. We have like 10,000. The US has like 5,000 of them. Russia has like 6,000 of them. Actually, yeah, they're over 10,000. And throw in Pakistan, India, UK, France, Israel, China. Then you see that we have weapons that can basically render the planet useless, and we are calling ourselves, we are really smart. We have PhDs.
Mama. People no sabi, no understand self. So, this qualifying report, qualifying report or whatever,
uh-huh.
Which ministry or agency that has ever not received that unqualifying report or whatever, something like that. Qualifying, is it qualifying or unqualified?
Qualified.
Yeah, qualified report, meaning that their books are not in order.
Uh-huh.
Something went miss there.
Yeah, I don't know if any that was not audited, but I'm yet to basically look at. But usually, this is something you'd expect to take place across the public sector.
Every time I'm hearing that auditor Kanjege and everything, it's always qualifying. This other one. So it means that many of them are just misappropriating the fund or what?
That's the term that's used in reference to the, at least the ministry, ministry of ministry of education, and it's the same thing that you see again in the ministry of health, where money is planned for something else, but it's used for something different, and not for personal use, as in iPhone in 2 SIM cards per se, but something that's still useful to the ministry, but it's not, this is where the practical spending is not matching with the with the draft of what they say they're going to use the money for.
Yeah, but if it was deviated and used for something that was not meant for, then somehow, somewhere, was that an emergency or that maybe it could, maybe it was not budgeted for, or was it something that maybe the money was marimbated? What is it? That's marimbated or what? What's this word? When they shift the money from this boat to another.
The term used here is misallocation.
So that one I got it.
Yeah.
But there was the one that they said, if you now you have to be using that, if you are to address these things, and then maybe there was no enough insufficient fund there.
Okay, go on.
Then you now have to use this other one from this other vote and relocate it to this one. Even that still need to have some treasury approval. But then my question is, if this money has to be used for that purpose, the one that was budgeted earlier for this purpose, what has happened to it?
That's a good question.
And also, because many a times, of course, it was used for the perhaps benefit of the ministry or whoever.
Commercial break.
But then,
experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding that. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parata.africa/Namibia, all our branches nationwide. Always prepared.
Great news. Imba just got even better.
TK?
Yeah, my point was, I just wanted to get a clarification on the issue of using money. I know it is sometimes it's in order, but the question sometimes is, now you have actually used this money, and the one that was budgeted for that purpose.
Yeah.
Now there comes a need for this. And you have to use it now. So my question is, why should it be a problem?
Yeah.
Because if it's not misappropriated, actually.
Yeah.
It's actually just shifted.
Yeah.
From this vote to another.
But TK, if you can look at this, you can easily, you can easily equate it with what happened at NAMCO with Mlunga, where millions of dollars were taken not for personal use, but for investment, and he got into trouble not because he misappropriated the money or more like used the money for personal use. He just took the money and he carried out the financial transaction without board's approval. I think it can easily, it can easily be compared to that.
Yes, in that case of Mlunga, because you actually were the board not willing to risk here, because his explanation was that
they were taking too long or something.
They were taking too long.
And the expiration date of the payments was closing,
was closing, and the country was going to get into darkness, or something like that.
Yeah.
So now, with that alone, because you want to tell me that all the leaders, the board leaders and all these others couldn't see the emergency or the consequences of not paying on time. Was it only him? Because even though there were also some areas where, because if that was the truth, it was genuine, who could have then come and say, no. It's just because you passed by. How do you use that one? You did not.
You didn't follow protocol.
You did not follow protocol.
Yeah.
And we understand how you have actually rescued us, the country, and there was that kind of emergency. Could that have really landed him in the trouble where he is now?
I mean, that's a question. Now, the reason why even if you look at the ACC report on that case, again, it points to the fact that, the action Mulunga took was against, he didn't follow protocol, but it was taken in, it's a decision he made in national interest. I mean, it's a very interesting comparison to make.
If it is in the national interest, the public interest, then why should you then follow somebody and then up to the level where last time I say, I don't think Namco needs me anymore. But they needed me. They gave me.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
So, but they don't need you anymore because you are doing a good thing, or is it because you are doing a bad thing?
I think to some degree that story and actually these stories that we that story the story of Namco and the one that we have here goes to I think it's one that that's a very interesting and confusing, if I can at the same time, at least for me. Because now, if you look at the the standing committee, the standing committee on constitutional and legal affairs, last year went around the country to look at the infrastructure that is used to serve justice in Namibia. They had a very interesting encounter, in Oshakati when they found that the courtroom door has not been replaced, putting the people that are using that courtroom, in a very unsafe working environment. Now, when the Minister of Works were approached by the Standing Committee to ask them why it took them more than 6 months to replace a door, the reason they gave was very valid, that even to procure something as small as a door, as long as as simple or small, or you'd call simple or small as a door, they still have to stick to the procurement procedures. Otherwise, they would get into trouble.
Yeah, I understand. You see, there are always exceptions.
Yeah,
exceptional cases.
Exceptional cases which the Ministry of Health claims is the reason why they misallocated the money. But then
that language, not misallocate the money.
That's the term that's used. Misallocation.
I think it's not
misexpropriate. No, that one is the bad one.
Misallocation,
yeah.
Oh, but when you misallocate, that means you are kind of, you are not focused. You have actually misallocated.
It's not a penalty, TK.
Please, you come in and analyze and apply the language.
All right. All right, TK.
I'll get into trouble. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's 9 minutes left to the hour of 11. The language here is a very interesting one that's used here. And, I know. I think procurement-wise, because if you look at the Oshakati door, courtroom door joke that Helmut and Dwight have overused at this point, it's safe to actually look at those guys that were approached by the standing committee regarding why it took them that long to replace a door. The reason they gave as to why it took them that long is actually a valid one once you look at the the Auditor General's report coming out, especially one that is the Minister of Health one, because the Minister of Health seems to have taken money and then spent it on something that was not budgeted for, or that was not pointed out or more like clarified, procurement in their procurement documents to the Minister of Finance. Now, when you look at it that way, you can quickly understand why those guys, when they were asked why it took them more than six months to replace a door, they were like, well, we have to follow procurement procedures. At this point, you're like, they could have used the procurement, emergency procurement procedures. But the Procurement Act is very strict on what constitutes emergency. And it turns out, a door doesn't count. Unless you are at war or you have a pandemic on your hands. And what else does this thing point out here? Un momento, s'il vous plaît. There are things that qualifies as as emergency, and there are things that do not qualify as emergency. And things that qualify as emergency, when a country is in serious, when a country is either seriously threatened by or actually confronted by a natural disaster, it's either threatened it's either there's an impending doom, or you are literally, well, in the doom time. Then, you can go for emergency procurement. Catastrophe, disaster, same WhatsApp group. War, just another way of saying disaster, but, man-made. And now, life or environmental may be seriously compromised. It's either when Namibians or Namibia, environmental-wise, are threatened. That's what constitutes emergency. Now, as you can imagine, if you take this to to legal drafters, they will explain to you the specific they can explain it to you in detail over why the auditor the Auditor General's office reached the conclusion that what the Ministry of Health classified under emergency last year did not meet the criteria of what is described the emergency procurement criteria outlined in Procurement Act of 2015. Holy cow. Again, I do not want to be a politician. Nope. No. Aye. This is something else.
Eagle FM, huye more.
Sorry, man. Uh-huh. Sorry for just a minute. Yes, that particular case of Shakati magistrate.
Uh-huh.
Was the element of... because, you see, I have just come to realize that issues of legal issues and things like that,
yeah,
and the protection of the fundamental human rights, freedom there, and I think that's why the law really emphasized. And you see, and even if the procurement has to follow that protocol,
yeah,
what are the expenses of life and death,
uh-huh,
or human rights? I'm sure even if they were to act in emergency case,
yeah,
so they were still secured, their explanation could be valid. Because I know I have a little experience on this thing because I used to deal with those kind of cases.
Mm-hmm.
If the case, if the money goes beyond 10,000, for example,
mm-hmm,
so that's where now you need to have to prepare a submission.
Yeah.
Now to state your grounds. Those justification why is it needed and things like that, and they say yes,
yeah,
it has to protect, we have to explain, and it will be accepted.
Yeah.
Just like in the, because that's an emergency.
Yeah.
Not only the state of emergency where you, but even that one, so you still have to consider the rights and all these things, the life of the people and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So was that not an omission?
The Auditor General's office is a group of analysts. You can imagine they had legal consultations before they reached the conclusion that what was described by the Ministry of Health is emergency does not fall under the, does not meet the Procurement Act criteria of what is described as emergency. At least I hope that's what they did. And I think it's safe to assume that's what they did.
Yeah, I think it was just an oversight.
Yeah.
By using that term, that concept of emergency and things like that.
Yeah.
Or anything that has to do with the life of the people and things like that,
yeah,
the rights of the people and everything. So it should be considered as an emergency. But that's why you have no option.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot try, you cannot play around with that Chapter 3 and they all the concept and the
no, chapter 3 and anything else, basically that's threatening Namibia beyond beyond the control of anyone. That one is accounted for in the Procurement Act.
Why was it not taken care of there as an emergency issue to have that one go through?
Well, we did not have a catastrophe. We did not have a war, so... I don't want to be in public office at this point.
I don't want to be in public office at this point because Now, let's wrap this up with emergency procurement. That's Section 33 of the Procurement Act 15 of 2015, where a public entity may procure goods, works, or services using a direct procurement method in case of emergency. Now, every entity has a legal department. Now, every decision they make, they are going to obviously to seek legal counsel before they make that decision, because it's very easy to get into trouble. Now, which is why we have, every country has the Attorney General. That's the guy that's advising basically the entire government, especially the executive branch, on what, before they make a decision. Any decision made by the government goes through the Attorney General. That, well, this you can do, but this, if you're going to do this, these are the, legal, either local or international law backlash that you should get ready for. And this is how you can get ready for it, and whether or not you can get out of it alive or not. They give you all that advice. Let's take a commercial break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month, and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
prepare, Paratus. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
And welcome back. The time is just a minute past the hour of 11. Now, if you want to find out what in Namibia's procurement legislations qualifies as emergency procurement, then just get yourself, which you can find online, Procurement Act of 2015, and just go to Section 33. It helps outlines what qualifies as emergency. All right. One thing is for sure, me, public office, you can, this whole thing is very technical. Very technical. But, Tim Sizuma Salicho is here. Nice jacket, my love.
Thank you.
And she's still fighting with mics.
I'm here. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. You like it?
Very much.
Thank you.
Making Operation Steal Her Jacket.
Yeah, ne?
So, how goes the Friday?
The Friday is chilled. It's good. I think so.
Not good for me. I don't have teacher and police officer friends.
I also don't have police officers and teachers' friend.
one teacher friend.
I don't have. I
actually have a city police friend.
At all.
Oh, yeah, I've... hang on a second. I have. Oh, time
you
to go and...
do?
Yeah, time to go and call them. Yeah, yeah.
Lucky you, I don't have nobody at all.
Hey, say that to your husband.
The 20 year.
Oh, sorry. I don't have a nobody.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
Like the 20 year friends, I honestly don't have. Mm. Yesterday, I thought that one was my friend because yesterday when I told him to send me a time today, he said, hell to the no. When I'm marking those sheets, I'm marking them alone when I'm planning.
Say no. You see, that's why I don't believe the whole thing of, no, just go and ask her out. The worst she could say is no. Uh-huh.
She'll say a lot of things instead of saying no. Now.
That no is split into a paragraph.
Just to make you better understand most, like, okay, I'm saying no, but this is the reason why I'm saying no. I'm saying no because, you know.
I mean, so Helm, you are a very nice guy.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's going south.
Really fast. But I just don't think you are meant for me.
But, oh, dear Lord. Yeah, I just don't think we could work out. Well, I consider you as a brother. I have 5 sisters. What makes you think I want to add on that?
That's how I see you, Moss. I see you as my bro. What do you mean?
You think there is a straight guy anyone out there that will look at an attractive girl they are not related to and go like, I bet I could make her a sister. No!
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Why not?
Okay. Not a straight guy that I know. I mean, that explains why, every squad of smoking hot girls, there's a gay guy in there. Now, your way in is make that guy your friend, and you are in. Someone gave me that trick. I was like, all right, operation go and get them hoties is a go.
Really?
Yeah, and then you hit in a hot one and find out, actually, I'm a lesbian. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, come on.
But I think being a lesbian is nice.
I can relate.
I think so.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. That you know is one of my dreams.
You know one of the dumbest questions I've heard lesbians ask?
Yeah.
Why are straight guys obsessed with lesbians? Okay, here's the thing.
Are they?
Look, you have every hard way a straight girl has.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are straight guys obsessed with lesbians? No, straight guys are just obsessed with women. It's not rocket science.
Lesbian or gay, as long as they are obsessed with you, they are obsessed with you.
Thank you. See?
They don't care.
Mm-hmm. As long as there's some vibration when you're walking.
Woman.
As long as they, you know, we see the twins.
Yeah.
We don't care. Until. No, we don't. Y'all have a good one with the next program that is Zuma Salicho with. Voma, Nalisa. All right.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.